Moggy at home just loves postie bites. You know what it's like? As soon as the postie comes, even if the dog's fast asleep, they're on their legs, they're barking and they're chasing. So imagine riding a postie's bike all the way from Hobart to Cairns. It's quite an amazing journey, it really is. You might remember a couple of weeks ago with the John McKenzie Morning Show, John had a special guest, David McAdam, who's part of the Rotary Postie Bike Charity. 11 men and one woman riding from Hobart to Cairns on 110cc postie bikes, which is really not much bigger than a Mixmaster. Joining me online this morning from Noosa Heads, I believe. Good morning to David McAdam. How are you, David?
I'm very well, Murray, and you?
Mate, not too bad at all. How's the posterior after, 2,700K so far?
That's about right. Yeah, the posteriors are pretty good. Most of the posteriors are pretty good. You're pretty busy on these things. Not a lot of time to think about the pain.
I guess with the shape of the seat, they're probably not too bad. And tell me, how many dogs have you been chased by so far?
None, thank heavens, because we're trying to stay off the footpath.
I guess that probably would assist you a great deal. Tell me, what type of speeds can you maintain on a postie bike?
A really good cruise is 75 kilometres an hour, but if you get a hill, that just washes off. If you get a bit of traffic, that just disappears. If you get a truck come towards you with a big headwind,
sure,
that'll drop 10 or 15 kilometres an hour off them. So 75 is ideal, but no, not all the time. Far
hard
from
to maintain. And tell me, you've made it from Hobart to Noosa so far, and what's in store for today, David?
Today we're heading to Bundaberg, which is probably a short run. We're only going to do about 260 k's the way we're going. We're going on some secondary roads to stay out of the traffic.
Sure.
So that'll be our day today. We'll get up there, and then we're having a break for a day. So we're off the bikes tomorrow, and then back on the bikes day after.
Now, you're actually raising money for prostate cancer. Tell me a little bit more about the fundraising efforts. How are things going? Are you getting good support along the way?
Fantastic support, Murray. Not only raising money, we're also raising awareness. Mel McGinn, the guy who's riding with us, the reason we're doing this, spoke to over 100 people last night at a Rotary dinner put on for us out under the stars at the Noosa Men's Shed, which was just a fantastic night. We've had speaking engagements most of the way up and been very, 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 very well received. So our total's climbing. We hope we can reach it, and all will be revealed when we get to Cairns.
Now tell me, when are you actually expected to be hitting the Cairns region, David?
Friday the 9th, so a bit over a week. And the plan at this stage is we're actually going to finish across the start-finish line at the amateurs race meeting on the Friday.
Wow. Okay, that's going to be pretty exciting as well. Look, we're really keen to talk to you as you get closer to Cairns, because I believe your last leg will be from Mission Beach up here to Cairns. All the best. Congratulations. How's the one woman coping with you, 11 blokes? Is she doing all right?
She's doing really, really well. Although we do notice when we get to a caravan, caravan park, she scurries off to the laundry to try and find another woman.
And she's probably sick of all the dad jokes as well. David McAdam, part of the Rotary Postie Bike Charity, have a fantastic day on the bikes to Bundaberg today. And we'll look forward to talking to you in about a week's time when you arrive in Cairns on this charity ride, David.
Fantastic. Thank you, Murray.